happy Monday. Today is Monday, July the 18th, 2022. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 119, 17 through 32, Amos 7, 1 through 6, and Colossians 1, 27 through 2, verse 7. Or you could have read Psalm 119, 97 through 104, Exodus 18, 1 through 12, and then Colossians 1, 27 again through chapter 2, verse 7. I am going to look at Psalm 119. And which section do you ask? Well, and actually last Monday we had a section from Psalm 119. You probably are like, wow, what's going on with that? Well, Psalm 119 is a huge psalm. It covers a lot of text. And so it tends to be broken up. It's not a psalm that we generally kind of read all at once on a Sunday morning. Matter of fact, it's like broken up in sections, and each section is assigned a Hebrew character to kind of help people keep them in order. And so that's one of the reasons I did last week, is because we have one sonnet that in Malcolm Guite's book that I'm using as my Mondays now, to kind of, I don't know, broaden my horizons. But last week we had a section from Psalm 119. This week we have two sections from Psalm 119. And which is great and grand, but there's only one sonnet, and sonnets only have so many lines, so kind of saving it up. But I think we're safe now. Anyway, so this is Psalm 119, and I'm not going to read Psalm 119. I'm not going to worry about reading the passages for today, because you're a big kid now, and you have a Bible, and you can read it, or you can Google it and read the whole text yourself. But I do want to give you Malcolm Guite's take on it. His sonnet in conversation with Psalm 119, Latin name of which is Beati Immaculati, which I apologize if you're a native Latin speaker and I just destroyed your language, but Beati Immaculati. Once again, these titles, he's not making these titles up. It's the tradition of taking the first line of the title in Latin and using that as the title. So Psalm 119. I end in my beginning and my source, the one who is my life, my truth, my way, and blessed are the ones who in the course of life desire to find and keep that way, who give themselves to studying his word. Joy shall lead them, knowledge make their way. So plain before their eyes, the perfect Lord comes down to quicken us, restore our soul, remove the veil we place over his word, and fix our eyes on mercy as the whole and only meaning of the law, to prove and to fulfill that truth. His heart and soul were poured out when he came down from above, that all the letters in the law of Zion might now become the alphabet of love. And that's Psalm 119, your DVR for today, Malcolm Guite's Beati Immaculati sonnet. So get out, enjoy the day, and look for the alphabet of love out and about and around you. Talk to you later. Boop.